Due to the impoundment of the Bui Dam Reservoir, 346 animals have so far been rescued from the portions of the Bui National Park inundated by the rising reservoir to other parts of a similar habitat so that the animals do not perish. 22% of the Bui National Park, which has a total land area of 1,821 square kilometers, would disappear underwater when the Bui Dam Reservoir reaches its full height. The rescued animals were made up of 333 species of monkeys, 6 small cat species, 2 rodents, a bird, and an antelope. Mm-hmm. The Wildlife Division Manager in charge of Ashanti and Bonohafu, Charles Abaka Hazel, who made this known to the GBC in Sunyani, said 16 different species of animals were found dead during the rescue exercise. Here's a report by Edward J. Frimpong.
The rescue exercise, which started on July 20th last year, lasted for almost 4 months. The rescue team, who were mainly Wildlife Division of the Forestry Commission staff, were schooled in animal behavior and ecology, animal diseases, as well as safety precautions before they embarked on the exercise. They were also taken through the use of global positioning system, a device which assists in locating the animals in the forest. The technology would also help the wildlife personnel monitor the rescued animals after they have been relocated. The hippopotamuses, which are the main interesting animals at the Bui National Park, have found their levels as aquatic animals in the midst of the impoundment. Some are now being fed by personnel of the Wildlife Division. The Wildlife Division Manager, Mr. Bakan Hazel, announced that for security reasons, his outfit has put on hold visitation of tourists to the park until the completion of the Bui Dam. He, however, acknowledged the Bui Power Authority for their assistance by way of logistical and financial support during and after the animal rescue operations. Mr. Hazel decried poaching in Bonohafu, saying group hunting for rodents is the major problem confronting the conservation of wildlife for sustainable benefit to the present and future generations. He called on wildlife fringe communities to support the division and the Ghana National Fire Service to help stem group hunting. He also advised bush meat traders to seek license from the division to facilitate sustainable exploitation of wildlife.
That was Edward Ejefempong's report from Sinyang.